welcome to day number 3 of 21 days of praying like Jesus. I hope that it's been an encouragement to you so far. Today we are looking at verse 10 of Matthew chapter 6 as Jesus modeled his prayer for the disciples. And he says in verse 10, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Jesus, before he asked for anything, or at least modeled for the disciples of asking for things, begins with praying that God's will would be done on earth, just as it is in heaven, which I think carries the idea that the desire that those kingdom principles, those kingdom values would be realized on earth. And notice he was praying for God's will. I don't know about you, but when I pray, I am tempted to pray for my will to be done. And this is where we find this balance that we need in our prayer life, the balance between supplication and surrender. Supplication is simply asking God for things. This balance of supplication and surrender, that there's nothing wrong with asking God for our needs and even our wants and desires, but that ultimately we see prayer as the opportunity to learn to surrender what God's will ultimately is. That's why oftentimes when I pray, when I ask, I'll include things like, "but your will be done." And in some ways, maybe it's more of a reminder for myself that ultimately, however God chooses to answer, that I accept what his will is. If you grew up in the church, maybe you've heard when you're in children's church, you know, God always answers our prayers in one of three ways: yes, no, wait. Well, listen, all of us obviously want God to answer with a yes, but that's not always his will. We can trust that God will always do what is best for his glory and our good. And so sometimes that's not a yes, even though we feel like it should be a yes. Sometimes it's a no, and sometimes it's a wait, or, you know, not yet. And so this is so important to see this here. And so every day we're giving a prayer tip. And so here would be my prayer tip for today. When we pray, we need to learn to balance supplication with surrender. It's okay to ask, and we're going to see that over the next couple days. There are some things we should ask for, but to always go in with a spirit of submission, of surrender, that says, "Lord, these are things that I'm going to ask and I'm going to bring before you, but Lord, ultimately, help me have a surrendered heart." I think many ways prayer is more about becoming someone than it is about getting something. And that's a great reminder for us today, as we spend time praying today on day 3, is to learn to find that balance between supplication and surrender. Let me pray. Father God, thank you for your word. Thank you for the example that Jesus set for us so many times. I think of the Garden of Gethsemane when he asked that you would take this cup from him, but ultimately your will be done. And the example that he set for us in our own lives, Father, for us to follow. So Father, I pray that you'll help us to find that balance, that we won't be afraid to ask and ask big, but also to accept whatever answer you may give. Help us bring our struggles to you when we're struggling to obey, when we're struggling to do what you truly want for us, Father, that we would see prayer as a great opportunity to learn how to surrender our will to yours. I pray you'll help us to do that in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for joining me. We'll see you tomorrow for day 4 of 21 days praying like Jesus.